Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to our Bravo episode of Tenderloinka with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling, Kate. This is the time of the week that we dive headfirst into our Bravo shows. Kate and I's podcast, Tenderloinka, which is available on all podcasts, so obnoxious, on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday. On the Tuesday and Wednesday episodes, we dive into the TLC and Discovery Plus network. We deep dive the insanity from past or present shows. And on Friday, it is purely our Bravo show, which we are bringing to you right now in 3, 2, 1. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Polly. We're back.
We are back together.
Yes, back together.
Guys, thank you so much for sticking with us. And thank you so much for the very kind... just going to put some lip gloss on while we do this. So I don't look so haggard. Thank you so much for all the DMs and things that you sent us. I read them all. And I'd been out for a couple of weeks, but I do appreciate you still writing to us. We got some really, really funny DMs. I got one I have to mention at the top of the show because else I'll forget. I got one DM sent by one of our amazing, gorgeous listeners saying, I was listening to one of your old 90 Day episodes, and Pauline, was it? Did I imagine this, or did you say you were on an episode of Sex Sent Me to the ER? And I wrote back, "Yep, showbiz, baby. Yes, I was." So, listener, thank you so much for picking that up. Yes, I am a star of stage and screen. And it was a great, it was a great time. I think I spent 12 hours on set dressed as a nurse with no lines. But you know, I did it. That's what showbiz is. And that's why I'm at this high point in my career due to TLC shows like Sex Sent Me to the ER. So thank you for picking up on that. I do appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you go in, you do the work. And,
do the work. And it pays off, baby. Hey, we have so much, and so much to talk about. I have bullet points here of six things from Bravo News that I'm going to just throw at you, and I want your sound bites on, okay?
Okay, okay.
This is just the news in like the last 24 hours, which is kookadook. One, Jackson are living apart. They have announced that they are living in separate houses. They are taking a break, apparently, just mere weeks before their new shitty show, The Valley, begins. Thoughts?
Promo, obviously. And wow, is love even real?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Second one, Rachel aka Raquel, is suing Ariana and Tom. Thoughts?
I just found out about this one because I was not online today and I read it before we started recording. I am surprised that she's doing that and following through, but that would be hard to get over. So many people seeing a video of you that you didn't apparently know was being filmed. I mean, I think she has been through a lot, but I don't know. I don't have fully formed thoughts on it yet. Sorry.
Okay. All right. And then three, the trailer for Maurizio's real estate show, which I never watched. I don't know what it's even called, on Netflix. Trailer shows us Maurizio talking to the girls more about their separation than we even see in BH. Have you seen it and thoughts?
No, I have no idea. Okay. I haven't seen it. I didn't know he had a Netflix show.
Okay, moving on. Brandy is suing Andy for making a sexual joke. Mwah, mwah. Thoughts?
Oh, good. No. Good yeah, God, girl, exactly. Get a grip. The 5 G's, exactly. Yeah.
Leah is suing Andy and reveals that he does coke with all his favorite housewives. Thoughts?
Obviously.
Love. And lastly, more litigious behavior. Erica has lost her appeal against Marco Marco. Marco Marco was a designer that created all of those Pat the Purse cat suits, everything from the beginning. And he sued her because she didn't pay him and and threatened him, ran his name into the dirt, all of this shit. She went after him and he filed a massive millions of dollars lawsuit against her. She lost her appeal. So it is moving forward. And guess who else was named in the lawsuit? Mikey Minden, the ghoul of West Hollywood. Woo!
Oh my gosh. Ghouls and goblins. Whoa. I want him to win, but I don't know if he'll get that money.
I know. And on all of that, I'm exhausted. I put on our Instagram, I've been keeping up with our Instagram and everything, and I've been posting the news, and I put a lot of this stuff on there, and I'm exhausted. Je suis fatiguée. I just can't anymore. It is every hour. It's like boom, boom, boom. The trades are just working overtime at Radar.
Oh my gosh. Daily Mail, no sleep over there. Wow. I had not heard about a lot of those. And it's a lot of lawsuits.
Kate, this is the news. I don't know why you are not abreast of all of this. It is, you need to set a precedent. You wake up, Page Six, Daily Mail, Radar Online, Instagram, boom, get to work. Refresh Page Six, Daily Mail, Radar Online. I mean, it is such an essential part of your life and lifestyle that we need to be supporting Andy. I think it is absolutely fucking hysterical. I posted a ton of absolutely beautiful reactions to the Leah Sweeney lawsuit against Andy, in which she reveals that, and you know what, he does coke with all these housewives, and one of the first people that'll come a shock to no one that defended Andy and said, well, why did Leah then sign up for two ultimate, you know, sign up against the Ultimate Girls Trip, which is completely right, was Mr. Dorinda Medley.
I was thinking it was Dorinda. Oh,
has been accused numerous times on national television as a 50 plus woman of doing a lot of similar behavior. So I thought that was hysterical. And I just posted a photo of our Lou, Countess Luanne de Lesseps. And I just wrote, Lou would never do this to Andy because they're old school. And you know what Lou, I could go on a rant, but guys, it's a Bravo episode, so we can. Lou, let the cameras film and never complain once, falling in a bush, marrying a con man, having the cheating being exposed, going to rehab, kicking a cop. I mean, she's done it all. And not once would she ever go after Andy.
No, she bears it all. She knows what she signed up for.
Yeah.
And
this Leah, I never liked it. And someone said, I put it on our Instagram, I was like, can we sue Leah for the downfall of Roni? And I was like, oh!
Oh my God.
It's so good. So the Bravo world is a heap and a goss aplenty. And guys, just keep up with the news. It's like ticker tape. It's like the ticker tape I need at the bottom of my screen every day. Just like
it feels like on. It feels like that meme of Elmo with the flames around him. That's right. That's what I feel like reading and all these news articles.
I would just love to have seen Andy's reaction when everyone was just coming out being like, shut up, Leah.
Probably having a big laugh with Anderson.
I have not seen one person that's gone, yeah, you know, I think it is good that she did this. The majority of people have just been like, and? Like, okay, what? Basically, her whole lawsuit is based on that Bravo executives and production company forced people with addiction, her, to indulge in their addictions. I mean, you didn't need to go on the show and you didn't need to drink. You made all of those choices. I just think it's ridiculous. It's absolutely, she posts this thing being like, I've decided to speak my truth. I am brave. I am. And then the only person that commented on it to encouragement was Brandy Glanville.
Yeah, they're Brandy. Dude. Anyone will talk to her at this point.
I mean, that Brandy, if you go onto her Instagram, like I don't condone it and it's not nice, but the amount of hate people leave in comments. I mean, people really go out of their way to leave hate under these people's Instagrams. It is nuts bajuts.
That gives me anxiety. I don't think I could do that.
Well, you better buckle up, bitch, because we got, I would like to let everybody know, I posted a beautiful review that somebody left.
Oh, God.
Sorry, not on Instagram. I think it was on iTunes. Guys, they gave us, I think, 0 stars and let us, actually, you know what? I'm going to have to find it because I wanted to do a dramatic reading of it because it is.
I don't think you can do, I think it was one, but correct me when you pull it up. Was it one? I think you have to give at least one, don't you?
I think you have to give one. Yeah. So I think they were just like, you know what? Let's at least, there's nothing else I can do here. So I'm at least going to give it. So it's unclear exact. By the way, the woman left her full name as well. So I was like, okay. Anyway. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to find it. It was on our latest one.
Oh, I have it in my text from you. I can pull it up easily. I have it here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Where is it? I know I had it. Oh, got it here, guys. Okay. So this was we get notified, we get new reviews. And by the way, please go and leave us reviews, but make them 5 stars. Okay. So, subject of the review, eel. 1 star. No, no, no. Please ask why you're tearing down a mega successful woman for their looks. Giving jealous and sad. She gives back and does a lot more for her community than this piss poor podcast is. Do better for womankind. Won't be back or listening. Thumbs down. That was from a lovely listener, Ashley Shoot, via Apple Podcasts. Guys,
is it Bethany? Who's she talking about?
Who is she talking about? Because honestly, I can't keep track of the successful women I've torn down. So, I mean, which one?
And that's really why we got into pop culture recap podcasting.
Yeah. What else? I don't know who she's talking about. So, Ashley, if you want to reach out again, love, you know, email us, DM us. Love to know exactly what we did to make you go, ew. Anyway, guys, just wanted to, you know, brighten your day with that because it sure gave me a gigs. But we have a lot to cover. So we're going to try and figure out how to do this because, Kate, I told you before we started recording, I cannot watch Vanderpump. I don't know whether this is temporary or permanent. I cannot watch it.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that feeling.
I said to you, it's a combination of sour Ariana, which no blame to her, by the way. This was recorded literally like filmed like 3 months after this horrendous breakup, but I just don't need to see it. Her Sandoval being just disgusting cringe. And horrendous and boring and just I don't want to hear about it anymore. Then Katie walking around, and you know I've always loved Katie. I loved Katie. Are there whore in there? And with her orange hair, which I you know have currently modeling myself my orange hair. always think she's the prettiest, always loved Katie. But I said to you, it's as though she's like walking around and her vulva's on fire because she's just like so miserable. And I don't know why none of them want to film this show anymore. And that's what I'm getting. And that's why I can't watch it. I just can't.
I know. They have no idea what they would do if they weren't filming it. And they're making so much money that they're just going to mope around on this show as long as Bravo lets them. And I don't know. Do you feel like it should have just ended, or do you think they just should have waited longer to film it before they filmed again? Or new cast member? Like, what do you think?
I think it should have ended. They should have gone out on a bang after Scandival, and Ariana could have carried on. She's on Broadway. She did Dancing with the Stars. She did all this stuff. Go and do that. You know, they're supposed to be opening something about her. So Katie has that. You know, they all have other projects. DJ James Kennedy is touring everywhere. So just end it, because it's miserable to watch. Like, I was set up today and I had to watch a ton of stuff before we started recording. And I was like, okay, VPR. And I pulled it up and I have like 3 episodes to watch. I just go, no, can't watch that. Just can't.
Well, I'll fill you in.
Please do. Please do. How many episodes are you going to fill in on?
I'm just going to talk about the latest one.
Tell me what's happening.
And like what's going on from the previous episodes. So the previous episode before this, the main things that happened are James went to Vanderpump Dogs and Lisa had Graham there. Sheena is still, you know, she's got her storyline of she's struggling with anxiety with leaving Summer with people. Mm-hmm. So that's still going on. James and Sandoval have a confrontation. Schwartz announces to the group at a bar or something that Lisa wants everyone to come to Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And he's like, everyone's invited. And Ariana's there and she's pissed off that Sandoval's going. And
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. She says to Schwartz, I gave up on you a long time ago and I'm better for it. And so that's kind of where we're at the beginning of this episode with all the main things going on. You have the Toms going shopping. They didn't really go back to that scene, I don't think. So whatever. And then James is bringing Graham home. Okay. And so he's got Graham with a seatbelt on him. In the front seat. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're living the high life now. Daddy bought a house. And he's really happy to have Graham back. And then Allie meets the dog. And James is saying, yeah, Graham became a rescue dog because he wasn't behaving well at the foster home he was in. And so they brought him to Vanderpump Dogs. That's kind of what he's saying about it.
Okay.
And Allie is telling him like, oh, don't you think she'll be sad was Rachel in that treatment center at this point, do you think?
Yeah, she was, because remember this, Sandoval is still trying to speak to her.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So she's kind of phrasing it that way to him in person, like, oh, don't you think she'll want her dog back? And yeah. how sad is that? I'd be so sad if someone took my cat away. Yeah. And
Mr. Banks.
Right. And oh, and they're not getting along, the cat and the dog. Mr. Banks and
Graham. Oh, well, I don't like that.
James is just kind of like, no, he's better off here. He's gonna have a better life. And then in her confessional, she is like kind of changing her tune a little bit, and it's not so much concern for Rachel being sad. She's just like, oh, I can't get this girl out of my life. Now I have her dog in my house and stuff. And so whatever. So then let's see. Katie and Ariana get in Katie's weed soaked car. Ariana gets in and Katie's like, do you smell like weed in here? I'm like, okay, awesome. You're smoking and driving. And then they're like, it's the sandwich storyline.
Oh, God. Okay.
And they're just talking about all the holdups due to compliance, someone shit on the patio, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Then we have this scene with Brock and Sheena, and this is tough to watch. They're arguing in a swimsuit store. Sheena is trying on bikinis. She looks amazing.
Oh,
and she's
course,
pinching at this small amount of skin on her stomach and being like, oh, I still can't get rid of this. And I'm like, Sheena, you're beautiful. Oh. How's that for building women up? You know?
Yeah, Ashley.
And so that made me sad that she's being so critical on herself. But anyways, her and Brock get into this argument in front of the woman working there.
Right.
And it's just all about, he's like, you got to get over this stuff with the babysitter. And it's all just your mom. It's your mom making you feel like anyone but her, like no one should watch Summer except her, and you have such a complex, you need to get over it. And he's just kind of going on and on, and she's like, shut up, stop, we're in public. And she ends up walking out of the store because she's so embarrassed. He comes out there and he's still going on and on, and she's like, just stop talking, Jesus Christ, stop talking. And I was like, so let's see. Oh, Katie and Ariana they're not going on this Tahoe trip.
Okay.
And they're like, we don't care. We don't want to hang around them. And Katie's like, yeah, Schwartz just invite, he doesn't even want everyone together. He's just such a people pleaser. He had to just invite everyone. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, not in this episode very much. They're just kind of like, fuck you guys. Mm-hmm. And then, this was my favorite part of the episode. James says, so they're all flying to Lake Tahoe, because Lisa is opening a new restaurant, which I did not understand, because they just closed Pump because Ken wants to retire. And I was like, oh, you're taking on it.
I know.
Building it from scratch. And I didn't really get the logic there, but it looks like it'll be beautiful anyway. So they're all flying out there. And James goes, yeah, Allie and I, we already had our tickets and it was too late to get a dog ticket, which I'm like, no, it wasn't. You could add it on.
Yeah.
But he goes, Lisa offered to have Graham in the private jet.
Stop.
And then it cuts to Lisa and Ken in their private plane. And Lisa and Graham is laying on a dog bed, all cozy, like on this fancy jet.
Lovely.
And Lisa's just petting Graham like, oh, you're such a good boy. I just died laughing because I'm like, why didn't Ken and Lisa invite James and Allie?
No.
Only the dog.
The weight restrictions. Yeah. It's a, did Lisa have Puffy with her? Where are the Poms right now? I don't like this. She's got a new Pom called Nugget, which I saw on her Instagram. Stunning. And Puffy, who was previously known as Harrison, but then got changed to Puffy. Mm-hmm. Where are the Poms? Did you see any?
I don't remember. Listeners, let us know if the Poms are on the plane. I just remember seeing Graham. So maybe they were getting watched by someone back at the house. So Graham's living the fancy life now.
Apparently.
So they had to fly commercial and Graham did not. So let's see, there's this photo shoot for the restaurant. The restaurant is called Wolf. And so Lisa is doing this photo shoot with, I think, trained wolves.
Real wolves. That is my dream. Stunning.
And she looks fabulous. The photos are amazing. Let's see.
Wait, so is Sandoval coming on this trip?
Yes.
Okay.
And Lala. Sheena has flip-flopped it, Sheena. So Sheena's coming, Brock. And so they get to this Airbnb, this big house that they've rented, and Sandoval and Schwartz carpooled there.
Okay.
And they're discussing Sandoval, and he's all excited because people are actually giving him the time of day again. Schwartz goes, wow, that was amazing getting a hello from people disgusted by your very essence. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And they have this phone call with Lisa, and Lisa's like, just don't get in a big fight with everyone. You have the rest of your lives to explain your side of the story.
I'm sorry. I have to pause here.
Yeah.
These are the exact same beats from when we went to Tahoe like 8 years ago when Jack's nearly drowned in the lake and everyone laughed. But it's like they're all in their forties or like late thirties at this point. This is why I can't do the show anymore. They are all great when they are in their twenties and fuck ups. This is just depressing to watch. It's not like entertaining anymore.
Arrested Development, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just they're in a loop doing the same things. Absolutely.
A call from Lisa and don't do this. Yes, we love you, Lisa. That, you know, it's just, time and time again.
It's a formula. So let's see. Sandoval's wearing a Jackie Kennedy styled jacket in his confessional and he's still
I saw that. It was like double-breasted. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
green. Yeah. Yeah. So that was a fun fashion choice, and he's still unfortunately wearing that lightning bolt necklace proudly. He is just talking about how he wants to, or how he basically needs to forgive them too.
Of course. Lisa.
He's coming in, you know, with his tail between his legs, but he's kind of like,
he's still the victim. Yeah. Remember, yeah. He's still the victim, Kate.
Yeah. Poor guy. So let's see. Brock and Sheena is just, she's had it with Brock. She's like telling us everything he's doing is annoying me because we haven't figured our argument out yet. And we're just kind of putting it on pause for this trip. And so she's kind of just nitpicking at him and he's snapping at her. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh God, are they okay? What's going on?
No.
And then Sandoval's filling out the vibes at the house. James is being cordial, but he's still really holding back. You know, he's not cool with Sandoval yet. And Sandoval's like wanting to push the progress. He's like, they want me to come in here and grovel at their feet and beg for forgiveness. But he's pissed off about their actions. He's like, they went on podcasts to fan the flames and spread conspiracy theories about me, and they're selling merch and making money off of the breakup.
What do you want, bro? Like, what do you want? Do you want these people, if you want to be friends with them again, which you're insinuating you are, which I don't know why, because you pretty much hate them all anyway, but let's just say you want to be friends with them. Yes, they sold you out. Yes, they sold their souls for a penny. Like they did it all, whatever. Just look at the balance. I think you can knock all of that clear considering what you did. So just let it go, dude. If you really want to be friends with them, why is this even something to bring up? It's because he doesn't want to be friends with them. He doesn't give a shit about them. He just needs something for the storyline, and that's what it is. The whole plot is him trying to get in their good graces again. He doesn't speak to any of these people, I'm sure.
You're right, and it's one of his main traits as in his personality is he has to be right.
Yeah,
he has to have the last word. And he has to hold things over people until they grovel and beg like he's whining about having to do. And he's always been that way.
Yeah.
So let's see. So they're hanging out. It's a gorgeous home they've rented. They're right on the lake. And so they're chatting on the back patio. Sandoval says, yeah, I'm actually not drinking right now. I'm doing guided meditation instead. You guys should try it and all this stuff. And he says, yeah, he admits this on camera. He's like, I was a functioning alcoholic pretty much for 2 years. I drank every single day.
But 2 years out of zero after that too, brother. We watched you. We watched you.
I know. But Lala's impressed. She's like, yeah, you just take it day by day. Even myself, every day I choose that I'm going to be sober, and she's in her confessionals like, oh, he's really trying, and I respect that.
Oh, like, give me a break.
I know. She's warming up to him pretty quickly. So Lisa brings Graham over from the jet. They get off the jet, and
how many people had the dog attacked by the time he got to the house? Kidding. But he has like bitten 15 people. I mean, it's really
yeah, that poor kitty cat.
Oh no, yeah, no, I don't like that at all. Mr. Banks needs to be protected at all costs.
Yeah, Mr. Banks was stressed. I hope that things have mellowed out. So James is renaming Graham to Hippie. He tells us that's in tribute to his late godfather George Michael's dog Hippie.
George.
And he goes, that was one of the dogs I grew up with seeing is Hippie. So this is a tribute to Hippie.
Right. I love any George's dog. George. Okay.
Yeah. So then Sandoval is telling us in his confessional, because James is like, yeah, it wasn't basically saying Rachel couldn't handle the dog. So this is better. And now Graham has an amazing life. And Sandoval is telling us in his confessional, well, there's more to the story, but James is not in a place to receive that information. So I'm just going to keep this to myself or whatever. And I was like, honestly, that's the biggest sign of growth I've seen from you, is that you didn't jump up from the table and say, actually, that's not actually right, and try to prove your point.
Yeah.
He kept it in pretty much. And Allie is like, they start talking about Rachel, Tom, and Allie. Everyone else is off swimming. And Allie's like, yeah, so how's it going or whatever? And he's like, oh, you know, with Rachel this and Rachel that, like, I'm still talking to her. And she's like, oh, is she going by Rachel now? And he's like, yeah. And Allie's like, oh, so she's rebranding, just like Graham is rebranding to Hippie. It's a fresh start for everyone. And I was like, oh my God.
This is painful, dude. This is just painful. This show is when you're saying it like this, it is painful. There is nothing. Remember the days when Jax would turn up and Lisa Vanderpump would go, where have you been? He's like, I was just in jail for the weekend. I mean, it was like stuff like that. Stassi called him the devil and threw him out the house. He slept with Kristen while they were watching Drive. I mean, there was so much that used to happen. And these conversations with people my age, I don't want to see. I don't want to see it.
It was lightning in a bottle, and now it's like piss in a bottle.
Ugh.
So back in LA, Ariana's FaceTiming with her interior designer. She's like, I don't even necessarily care so much about the shell of this house. He can have that, but all of this stuff in here, this furniture, is very expensive, and I paid for a lot of it. A lot of it's custom art and all this stuff. So she's with her interior designer being like, what about this? Like, should I keep this and that? So I'm glad she's taking steps to get out of there. So that was encouraging. Let's see. Back at Lake Tahoe, Brock ends up apologizing to Sheena. And Schwartz gets stung by a bee and is washing. He's standing at the sink.
Did he piss on himself and get confused with a jellyfish and piss on himself? Because that sounds very.
Basically, he's washing his dirty foot in the sink, and he has a bottle of whiskey, and he's pouring the whiskey on the bee sting, and also in between slugging it back. It was very much like washed himself in the creek before his wedding. It was like that.
Yeah, I do appreciate, I must say, that he is still on that path of drinking. Because I don't want any more sober reality stars. I don't want any sober reality stars.
Yeah, especially I'm happy for them when they get sober. But then it's like, okay, now just
move on. You know, I don't want you on my television anymore. Next.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
So, Schwartz is the last whisper of messy magic on the show, I feel like. And I don't even like him that much.
But no, I didn't like him.
He's the only one bringing something like that. They go to the site of Lisa's new restaurant, and it's a construction site. She's building it up from nothing. She's got, what's his name there? Aileen.
I know who you mean. Yeah.
Nick Aileen.
Something like that, which reminds me of such a great scene once again in classic BPR, when the two Toms went to Vegas and they were going to go and meet him to get stuff for Tom Tom. And they were wasted the night before, and they had like 2 hours sleep. And that feeling when you're still drunk, and it was 2 hours, and they were like, dude, we have to. I don't think they even showered. They stank of cigarettes and alcohol. And then that typical hungover, they looked like shit. And they were like, we need to get this together. We're going to go meet Lisa and this Aileen guy. And so they were walking in the lobby of the hotel going to meet them. And they said, we just need to do this. And they just pulled out Fireball and did like two shots of Fireball.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we wanted to see. And then they went in there and you could see they were about 2 seconds from vomiting all over like the $15,000 sofas. It was great.
They're like, yeah, looks great. Nice to meet you.
Good. It was so good.
Yeah. I looked him up. It's Nick. Nick Allen or Aileen or whatever. All right. So they're at this construction site and they do this thing, you know, the thing on Housewives where they're in the destruction room and let's get out all of our frustrations.
Hit a
old TV with a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like that. Lisa's like, I think all of you should yell out whatever's frustrating you and hit the wall with the hammer. And so Pauline, they go through and every cast member does this. Ugh. It was so cringy. I was like, they're not really doing this.
Half of these people are parents. Like, go home and be with your kids. You shouldn't be doing this show. Go and do something else, please.
I know, or double down and be a bad parent and get wasted. Yes. Do something.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so the saddest of all of them was Schwartz. He goes, I don't want to be 40 and single. And I'm just like, oh, dude. And
listen,
then
I have already offered that I will get into a relationship with Schwartz for the pod. I'll sleep with Schwartzy. I'll do a one-nighter if you want. That's me volunteering, like, you know, for the pod. I'll do it. He's not hard to find. He's very close by. And all I need to do is just, like, go by and, like, jingle, like, swish around a whiskey bottle. Yeah, Schwartzy. Then he'll come. I'll give him the bang down, and then I'll report everything on the pod. Be great.
I'm picturing, like, do you know Hocus Pocus?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm picturing Sarah Jessica Parker when she's singing that song to lure all the children. That's you, but you're luring Schwartz and all the other guys out of the bars.
A heartbeat. Proudly.
Oh my God. So the worst part of this scene is Sandoval. He goes last, of course, because he has all this. I mean, Polly, he just looks so tightly wound. He looks like he's about to just burst out of his skin the whole time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so he gets up there and he has the hammer and he's like yelling, Lala, worm with a mustache, Scandoval. He's shouting all of these things.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't even watch this and I'm embarrassed.
And Lala's standing there just because he shouts her name as a frustration and she's just like, okay. Like everyone's just looking at him like, okay, dude. It was awful. They go to dinner with Lisa. Graham does attend the dinner. He's sitting in a chair.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
He's not a pom, so I don't know what... Listen, I love all animals, but Graham's been a bad boy. He needs to be in serious training. He's been a bad, bad boy. So
I think he'll be happier with some order in his life, for sure. So Lisa brings up the 40 and single comment from Schwartz. Oh, Schwartz, I don't want you to be 40 and single either.
And she says, you know what? I know a lovely English girl that lives quite nearby you. Can you imagine if I ended up getting, you know, my luck, I'd end up getting knocked up by Schwartzy. Oh, that would be that. And I come on here and I say, guys, guess what? You wanted me to bring you something back for my one night stand with Schwartzy. Well, in 9 months' time, there'll be a mini Schwartz.
Agents in the fucking field. Agents there in the is. Bed.
There
so is. She's making conversation. So she brings that up. Joe comes up and everyone's like, you're dating Joe. Or Joe thinks she's dating you. And he's like, no, we're just friends or whatever. And then he's so interesting. He's like, no, I don't want to be with anyone, actually. He's like, I just said that, but no, I'm single and not ready to mingle. I don't want to do that right now. And he's like slugging back a dirty martini. And I just was looking at him and I'm like, he is always going to be a heavy drinker, always, yeah. The rest of his life.
Yeah.
And I think he will end up with someone who is the exact same in that way. Like,
see,
I think-
once again, we're perfect. I love a dirty martini.
Me too.
The more we're talking about this, I think I need to start knocking on some doors around here and find my Schwartzy.
I know it. It's a match made in heaven. But yeah, he's just always going to be Schwartz. He's always going to be at the bar. You know, that's him and that's his life. And good for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ariana comes up. Sandoval says he hasn't talked with her since the reunion, even though they're living together.
Jeez.
But he's willing to talk if she wants to, if that's not going to be too upsetting for her, if that's going to help her. What a good guy. His door is open to talk. I'm like,
so noble. So noble.
Right. And Lisa's awkwardly she's like, because it's an awkward dinner because they're all still on edge with Sandoval there. They're like, okay, he's here. None of us have talked to him. And this is just kind of weird. And Lisa's just like, James, say one thing you love about Sandoval.
Come on.
I'm like, Lisa.
I'm over it.
So the last thing that happens is Sandoval is like, James, like, do you want to go and talk? And they go off in a corner and... He's like, I just want us to be okay. And like, I just want to talk this out. And James is like, well, you should have. He's like, I just don't understand it. You should have, if you were that unhappy and this is what you wanted, you should have just told Ariana that and bent and stepped up and been a man and said, I need to break up with you and close the door. Mm-hmm. And you didn't do that. And he's like, oh, it's not that easy. We built a life together, dude. And you're like, okay, here's the same old song and dance. And they're talking about, James is talking about like Sandoval, if there was one guy in Hollywood who had my back, it was Sandoval. And the guy I trusted most in this town turn around and stab me in the back harder than I ever thought he could. And I don't know. It's kind of James. I don't think James would ever talk to him again if they weren't filming this show, but he's kind of like, okay, I guess we can kind of chat. And then they start talking about Rachel and James is like, so was it worth it? Like, are you going to be with her now? What's going on? And Tom is like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But these past few years, I just know I did have to get out of that relationship. I was headed down a bad path. I was like, you were almost through the path. I mean, you were drinking constantly and sleeping with your friend.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm like, yeah, you hit that bottom. And then James just wants to end it on a handshake. Like, okay, mate, we talked, whatever.
Yeah.
And Sandoval is like pushing for the hug.
Stop.
And so you see James just be like, good talk. Let's just get, and James is like, let's just get through the night.
Yeah.
But you know what? He is going to come around. I think they're going to end up. Yeah. So that was the end of the episode.
Oh, well, that was 45 minutes that I don't need to go and waste of my life to watch that show. I'm disappointed. What can I say, guys? I'm just hurt. You know what? I'm hurt. I am hurt by VPR because I wanted more. Like, honestly, it should have ended when they all started like having kids and stuff. Like, it was too, when they started bringing people on, that random, like, Dana, I don't know, those
Brett
people, that's when I stopped watching all of that. And even with Scandival, like, it's they could have gone out on a high and then go and do your separate things, but
because it's the show was what it was, and it was amazing, and it was these young people fucking up and getting wasted and making these terrible decisions.
It was great.
And now it's just a husk of that. It's them at this big age, this grown up age, where they shouldn't be doing these things, and they're not really going to for the most part. And so it's boring.
It's just boring.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be fine if Schwartzy and Sandoval were still like dickheads, like riding bikes around and living in shitty apartments. Like, that would be good to watch. Like, that would be fun. But they're not doing that. They're living in multi-million dollar houses and like sober. No one wants to see that shit. Anyway,
like a fucked up hills.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me that breakdown. I will not be watching it. So I don't know what my future is of VPR. That's all I can say. I don't know what my future is. It could have been the mood I've been in the past couple of weeks with the stuff I've been dealing with, but I just could not watch these people. And just everyone is sour faced. Everyone's either crying or sour or talking about Scandival. And it's like, it's done. Yeah. So talking about done, BH. We have the finale and then we had the reunion. So I know you've watched this, Kate. We'll just kind of go over. The finale was extremely hard. So it's soirees and celebrations. This has been a season with nothing, remember. You and I have spoken about this, like nothing. So we see this white party. They're doing it at the SoFi Stadium, which is insanity. And they have Kevin Lee, she Beverly Hills baby, she, as we remember from Lisa Vanderpump. And so we get like three impressions of Kyle doing Lisa Vanderpump, and we're like, okay, whatever happened to Glenn? Justice for Glenn. Glenn was the original party planner that used to help Kyle with all of her white parties. He was always sweating and running around doing everything for Kyle. Where did Glenn go? Glenn should have been doing this, not Kevin Lee.
Yeah, good point.
Loved Glenn. We then have this obnoxious scene of Porter. I'm not going to start on the name. And Sutton, Porter is Sutton's daughter. And those two are going to this jewelry store. And the whole premise of it is so Sutton can tell her daughter how wonderful it is to be an independent woman and be able to buy jewelry for yourself and not having to depend on a man. Well, she buys $75,000 earrings and gets $300,000 a month from a man. Rest my case. What else do you want me to say? And she's said, my store's been open for 4 years. We survived COVID. No one's in that store, by the way. I know, I told you where it is in LA. It is down, it's a very odd, very exclusive street, but a very, very odd street. There's no foot traffic. That store is open because Sutton can afford to pay the bills to keep it open. Not because they're having this fantastic success in the store. Oh,
yeah, does she even look? Do you think she even really looks at the profits of it and the financial breakdown?
That's what she's claiming, and it is bullshit. The rent on where she is through the roof. She would have to be making so much money in that shop, and I've never even seen it open. So anyway, I should go and do a surveillance on it. So it's all about I'm an independent woman, and she gets over $250,000 a month from a man. Anyway, then we see the setup of the white party, and that Kevin Lee has put like Kyle's big name on the floor. Then we get an appearance. The ghoul of West Hollywood comes floating in. It's Mikey Minden. And he is ready because we're going to have Erica perform at the white party. So he's all like, yeah, let's do this, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, I just want to preface with, I've met people that met Mikey and said he's lovely. And also, if I saw him, I'd be a complete sycophant and go up and get photos with him and do whatever I had to do to speak to him. So I just want to be clear, but is he a ghoul? Yes, he's a ghoul. He is the ghoul of West Hollywood. we see everyone getting ready. Dorit speaking to Guy on FaceTime, and PK is in London. We find out he'd been there in a total for 39 days.
Wow.
PK's doing business in London. Now, some may say it's monkey business. We do not know, but there's shit going down in London. God knows what he's up to.
Busy.
A busy boy. this whole white party happens. We see Jeff Lewis is there, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, Camille. We see Maurizio coming in and going, oh, where's Kyle? Because he's not even with him. My question is, where's Morgan? Best friend, but he's never there when Maurizio is. Interesting. To me, I watched it, and it was also, if you've been invested in a show like this for like 13 years, like Kate and I have, you used to see these white parties and they do all the flashbacks of when they had no money at the very beginning, when she said we were like painting backgrounds and backdrops, so we had no money, and then they had money and they were having these parties, but they were at the house and it was all family and lovely. And there was so much love. And I will tell you, this thing cost a small fortune to do this. And I felt it was utterly soulless. I don't know if you felt that too. It felt soulless. It felt heartless. There was nothing in it. There was nothing.
Kyle's not doing the splits in the middle.
No. Yeah. It just felt like, I don't know whether it's because they chose a massive place to do it, and then they only had it in a tiny little area. I think that was really awkward as well. But it just seemed like there was no love there. The white party in BH was always drama and fun, and her and Maurizio showing off their money and love and family. And this was just like, when the girls walked in, they didn't even acknowledge Maurizio. It was horrible to watch.
Yeah, it's supposed to be at their house.
Like, yeah,
that's so weird they had it
there.
They were
married 27 years, and they walk in, and that she's just like, hi. And that's it. It's horrible. And how is Portia 28? Like, Portia looks like she's 28. I thought it was like yesterday we were watching her and she was just like a little baby. And it's just crazy. We do get an appearance. Do you get an appearance of Denise and Aaron? And Aaron in those jeans. My God. Listen, him, I would, this is what we should have had, at least one scene of him talking about all, you know, the CIA after him and stuff, because he has a cure to cancer. That I would have liked to have seen. I really would have liked that. But instead, he was very quiet, very quiet. Him and his massive penis were very, very quiet.
He learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson. Then we get, this was honestly not intentionally. I don't think the editors are always cheeky, but this was not cheeky fun. This was like just crying laughing. Erica and the ghoul and her backup dancers are doing their prayer before she goes out to perform. And she's like, and of course Mikey starts and he gets too emotional. He has to stop. I can't with him. It is too much. Anyway.
Pretty mess.
So she stood there and she's doing this, you know, heartfelt. Nah, nah, nah. And she's like, you know, there was a time I really didn't look after myself and I wasn't looking after my mind. I wasn't looking after my health. And they flash up this photo from like realityblurb.com. And it was like a photo of Erica with no makeup. And the headline was makeupless Erica Jane headed to KFC in sweats. I pissed myself laughing. And she's like, you know, I just didn't take care of myself. And now I am. And now I'm here again. And I'm
that's what all my headlines would be if I was famous.
I know.
Where's she going in pajamas every day?
She needs help constantly, is what mine would be. And it's like, you're not playing Wembley Stadium. You're playing your mate's birthday party. And she's like, this is it. If this doesn't go right tonight, it was so funny. If this doesn't go right tonight, my career, my residency may be over. And by the way, she barely moved on that stage. If you go back and watch how she used to perform, and now apparently she lost all the weight, Kate, because not from like, you know, Ozempic or something similar, it's because she's super fit and healthy. She could barely move on that stage. She was like, barely moving around. She like she dropped the splits, but when she used to perform that song, she was lifted up. She was dancing, she was bouncing, she was doing, she did nothing. And I was like, oh, but I thought you're so fit and healthy from hiking and losing all that weight because you lost it completely naturally with vegetables, brown rice and hiking, right? Right?
She's doing the Mariah Carey method of performing.
It was bad. Go back and watch. It was bad. Anyway, so that was hysterical. And they're like, oh, you did it. I was like, shut up. And then then we get these wrap ups, right? And it's like PK had stayed 39 days in London. Dorit has not spoken to Kyle since. The most depressing wrap up was Crystal's. It was they always do what Crystal's up to now. It's like Crystal's finally accepted that her brother is moving to Thailand part time. What's
going on in Crystal's life besides that?
That was it. And it was a scene of the brother who sounded like he was dying. He was going, Mum, you've been a great mum. And she started crying. And he says, and to you, you've been a great sister, but now it's time to go. He's like 43 years old. What? It was ridiculous. They are grasping. They had nothing this season. Nothing. Mm-mm. So then we get 1 month later, we get Erica coming over to Kyle's house. The news is broken. I'm separating. And Kyle's like, it wasn't just one big thing. There was cumulative of all this stuff. And we get a scene that I started crying because I thought it was awful. I thought this was horrible to be filmed. And I know that we've been begging for answers, you know, why Kyle and Maritzu have split up. But that does not mean putting a 15-year-old girl on camera while her parents are telling her that they're splitting up. I wanted to sob, and I was crying. This little girl was crying, and Kyle's like, what's wrong? Are you crying? Are you got 15-year-old girl who sat there with her mum and dad, and her whole safety net, her whole life just completely crashing down at such a vulnerable age of her parents splitting up. And she was sobbing. And I thought, yeah, get a camera stuck in her face. I thought it was appalling to be filmed. I thought it was absolutely appalling. We needed Maurizio and Kyle to talk about what was going on in their marriage. We did not need a child to see her world come crashing down. I thought that was horrendous. Then we get the last confessional with Kyle. And essentially she said, all that she alluded to is things happen that I lost my trust. Whether that's going to be explored or not, who knows? We go to reunion. Andy's coming in all hopped up.
He is. That was so such a tricky play. Kyle, Mauricio's coming in today.
Calm down.
I'm like, Andy.
I know. Andy sometimes goes so low. He's a little cheeky boy. What were your thoughts on the looks for all the ladies?
Let me pull these up so I can see it.
Of course, we get Dorit walking in and Andy just goes, hey, Herd. He's such an idiot. I love him so much.
I need the refresher.
Love Cohen. Okay. Yeah, take a look. What are you thinking?
Okay. I thought Dorit looked amazing.
I thought Dorit looked amazing. It was Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head video. She's amazing. Dorit, listen, you know I'm obsessed with Dorit. I always will be. I'm sorry. Okay.
I know. I think Erica looks gorgeous, I'll be honest. I think she looks great. And
she does accept.
Oh no, what happened? I think Kyle in the green, I feel like her stylist could have done something more exciting than that. I don't know. It just looks so matronly and boring.
Sorry, who was this?
Kyle in the green.
Yeah, odd. I love the color. Love the color. The emerald is gorgeous. But yeah, I was like, show that body off. That's what you've been working at this entire time, right?
A little more glitz and glam. Yeah,
she lost all that weight, so come in just with like knickers and a bra or something, like that would have been better.
Absolutely.
And I didn't see enough boobs. I didn't see Dorit's boobs, you know. I love to see them out. Didn't see that, but I did love Dorit.
Sutton's
Sutton,
all that money
all that money there you go all that money, and she looks like she is. Do you know that she is 50? No, sorry, she's 10 years younger than Dorit.
Excuse me?
I'm kidding. But I really liked that for a second. I really liked doing that for a second. But she is so much younger than you think. Like, she's like just 50. I think she's younger than Kyle, and I'm not making that up. I think she's actually younger than Kyle. But she dresses like an old woman. I don't get her at all. I don't get how she doesn't have a stylist that helps her.
Yeah, that dress is a no from me.
No,
it just looks so cheap and corny. Yeah, I think she could have done way better. Yeah. And Garcelle, I believe I like the sparkly. Yeah, I thought Garcelle looked great.
I thought it was so boring. Garcelle's a gorgeous woman, and she's just dressed in that. So really, Garcelle? Come
on. She at least has sparkles. I thought Kyle's was more boring, but...
Really? I like the material of Kyle's, and I like the color. But Sutton was terrible. Dorit was amazing as usual. But I think my Crystal looked great. She had the boobs out, and she always looks good. She's stunning. So feminine and just sexy. And I love Crystal.
The set. What did you think of the set?
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't pay much attention. I guess it was fine, right?
It was way better than I thought. It was one of the best sets they've had.
Yeah.
It was like, they had it was like a green screen or whatever. They like pulled up the image of the city, and I was like, "Ooh, this looks a lot more sleek and modern than it normally does."
That's true. It did. We saw. We're going. I mean, the reunion honestly was a bit of a snooze fest. As the whole season, they did that. Anne Marie, I don't. Anne Marie. No one even knows her name, and no one cares. I mean, even Andy said that when she said she was. I think it was when she was getting ready. She goes, "Oh, this has been one of the hardest years of my life." Please don't tell me you're talking about being on Beverly Hills was the reason for this being the hardest year of your life. Is it because your husband's been accused of terrible, terrible things? Or are you talking about this? Because if it's this, give me a break and just go away. Like, seeing her trying to make, she's grasping at straws every single second. Every interaction with Crystal was painful. She is miserable. She's horrible. Get her off the TV. Can't with her. Maybe that's the woman I was tearing down that Ashley had a problem with.
Maybe. Well, she looked good. She looked really good. At least we can say that about her looks. I liked how she was dressed.
Yeah.
The most interesting part about this part one of the reunion to me was the Kyle and Dorit of it all. Like, the fact that they hadn't spoken for what, two months. Mm-hmm. And Kyle texts Dorit this long essay the day before the reunion.
Yeah.
Say it. And Dorit shows that on camera, the text. And it's basically saying, don't bring up our stuff on camera.
I've actually always liked Kyle. And I don't like her in the sense of, I think she's always been sneaky and she's been a mean girl. She just has in a lot of times with people. Never forget those two Richard sisters going against Brandy Glanville at Dana's game night. Never forget that. But no, she's got a little bit of that, and she stirs, and she was really gross with Sutton a couple of times when she's like, what do you mean you had a miscarriage? You never told me. Like, there's been really gross things with Kyle sometimes, but overall I've always loved her. She spoke about having no money. She spoke about meeting Maurizio and her family life and all of that. And I really liked her for a very long time. What she did in this is something that is like a new shame. What she did with Dorit, she's dumped Dorit. She doesn't want Dorit anymore. So she's discarded her because she's like one of these people that decides to change their life really rapidly overnight. And she's now sober and healthy, and that's fantastic. Good for her. But instead of just doing it and loving it, she has to A, tell everyone about it constantly, and B, throw away everybody that isn't as maniacal about working out. Working out is her entire personality. It's like Teddy. And that's it now. And she sat on that sofa and she goes, she's repeated this numerous times now to Dorit, and she says, well, I mean, you know, you don't like fitness. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, you don't like hiking. I get up at 4 a.m. I'm hiking. I'm working out. I'm eating healthy. And, you know, no offense, but like, you don't do that. And remember we went, and then she shames her. She's like, remember we went on that walk? You couldn't even do it. I mean, sorry, but like, all my friends are just like really fit and super healthy and sober. And that's just, oh, it made me want to vomit.
It was tough. It's like, you don't have to say all that. Like, just say that you're not feeling as close to her as you once did. And to be like, you can't even work out as hard as my real friends. It was like,
this is your whole identity now, is being sober and working out. Love, you've got a lot to deal with. You've gone through a massive trauma with the ending of a marriage and your friend's death. But this angle that you're taking and discarding Dorit, it's weird because it was always presented to us that they were very close off camera and that they went for dinners and they were couples. They were couple friends. You know, they were always going out with each other. They went on holidays together. I don't think all of that was made up. I think Dorit was very, very close to Kyle. And I think she has been completely replaced and she's hurt. And I get it. Right. I completely get it.
Well, I think Kyle, it's all the things you're saying. It's like the big change in her life and just kind of dumping Dorit. She doesn't fit into it. And then that on top of Dorit not playing the reality TV game the way that Kyle wants to play it. Yeah. And the fact that she was bringing up Mo, the Mauricio issues on camera and her confessionals about, you know, Kyle questioning what's going on with Kyle and Mauricio. And Kyle, if she had it her way, nothing would have come up about that on this season. She didn't want to talk about it. And so she's like, oh, Dorit, you brought that shit up. You should not have done that. You knew I didn't want that to happen. So bye. It's like, yeah, okay, well, Dorit knew that nothing was going on this season. And she's like, okay, we have to talk about something.
I know. I don't know. It was really uncomfortable to watch. They were friends. Yeah. And I completely see where Dorit's coming from. Kyle wanted nothing more to do with her anymore. And so she found somebody else and Dorit was thrown away. And Dorit, is husband's been away. She's two still very young children as well. They're young. Right. Right. And she went through a terrible, terrible time. So I don't like it. So we have Crystal and Anna, whatever her name is, Marie fighting. And then we have Garcelle going in on Dorit. Some of which, I don't know. Listen, I'm a Dorit stan. I don't know what to say. And I love Garcelle as well. But Garcelle, I just had no idea how much she disliked Dorit. I was really shocked by it. She really dislikes her.
Seeing that, I understood it more when they replayed that scene where Kyle and Dorit and Mauricio and PK are sitting there and they're giggling and laughing about Erica telling Garcelle's young son to fuck off and being like inappropriate to him. And I was like, you know what? I would get really defensive about my kids getting talked to that, not only talked to that way by my adult friends, but on television. Mm-hmm. Like humiliating him and being, I don't know. I saw that and I was like, you know what? I'd be pissed off at them too. Still. I'd be like, remember when you laughed at my little.
But hello, go watch the scene again. Dorit goes, oh, you shouldn't laugh. And Mauricio goes, Kyle's laughing. Dorit isn't laughing. She goes, you shouldn't. Oh, come on. She goes, she doesn't like, she's not blameless, but she's like, oh, come on. And Kyle is cackling. And Mauricio goes, I think it's great that she did that.
Yeah.
Be angry at her. But it's all on Dorit.
Well, she said it to the group, though, the thing about her kids. That's the other. Yeah. I love Dorit, too. But it's just like, I don't think she had to take that whole thing on and become the one who was so offended by it. It was like, maybe just listen to her concern. And the part I liked about how this was somewhat resolved or whatever, wrapped up, is that Dorit says, well, I was just hurt by you saying that. And then Crystal said, our lovely Crystal came in and said, Well, then you should have just say that. Mm. And that's all it is. It doesn't have to be this big, you're attacking me and I'm on attack because you're upset about what I said about my kid. Like, I think she could have just expressed that and that's that, you know, and then they can, if she wants to build trust with Garcelle, and she can do that. But I don't know. I do think that Dorit, she leans toward the dramatics, and
I know
Garcelle was like, this isn't really about you being upset by that, honestly. Mm. So I don't know.
I don't know what we're going to get. Is this going to be three parts? Or we know we're getting Kathy Hilton coming in.
Right. Yeah. It only needs to be two parts, but it'll probably be three.
Probably be three. And the Morgan Wade of it is not going to be discussed until the last 10 minutes of the third part.
Well, Kyle, Andy goes, so now that you're scissoring Dorit and you said that you would date a woman, do you think that'll happen? And Kyle's like, I don't know. It could happen in the future. And I was like, I believe her. I think that could happen. She seems super open to it, honestly.
I think it was on Dumois. It was on Dumois that as Danny Pellegrino, I want to say Danny Pellegrino calls her the honky tonk lesbian, is set to, they've done a photo shoot together to announce their relationship, apparently. But that was just a source coming in to Dumois.
Okay.
Who knows? Who knows? I would love it if the grand finale of the reunion was actually we are together. Boom.
Yeah, they trot her out. They play one of her country songs really loud.
Gonna make you love me.
She comes walking out and they just like kiss. Perfect. That would be an exciting finale. It'd be like, great.
That would be brilliant. That's the only way to redeem this entire season. Yeah. I think that's about it. I mean, obviously, guys, we'll be watching it and covering it. I'll need to see where I sit with VPR. I'll need to see where I'm going with that. By the way, after this ends, what housewives do we have? Ooh.
Yeah, what's coming up? Let's see.
It's definitely not OC because they're filming right now. And it's not Roni because they haven't even picked up on Roni again. No clue. There's rumors that Lou, Dorinda, Sonia are going to film with like three of the new cast. And that's going to be the show.
Interesting.
I want Ramona back. Sorry, I do.
Oh, here we go. When parade.com, when every Real Housewives show is returning to Bravo this year.
Right. That's the kind of news we need.
Perfect. Okay. Beverly Hills currently airing. Miami. Mm. Okay. Potomac. Yep. Ultimate
Potomac. Trip, yep. Terrible as well.
Dubai. I don't want to watch that.
No.
New Jersey.
Good. Okay. It'll be New Jersey then.
It ended its 13th season last June. A 14th season has been greenlit, but it's yet to be officially announced. Teresa and Melissa are back with Melissa.
They're filming.
Are they filming? Okay, this might be an old article.
Yeah, they have been filming. So maybe that's the next one. They haven't mentioned a date. And Salt Lake is filming at the moment. We got some behind the scenes. Salt Lake's filming.
Okay, yeah. Mm. And Orange County will probably be back like late this year, I'd say.
It'll be autumn. That'll probably come out because they're filming right now with Alexis Bellino. I hope Shannon is back to the straight. Oh God, but she won't be drinking that much because she can't because of DUI. Damn it.
God. Yeah, I think New Jersey will probably be one of the next ones.
Yeah. Well, guys, we are so glad to be back in the bosom, the breast of all of you and in the Bravo world. So once again, thank you so much for your patience and everything as we coordinated a couple of things. We do have, if you haven't seen already in your feed, we have a fantastic one-off episode that is released today. We are covering the Wendy Williams documentary. This is available to all. It's not just our Patreon. We are covering the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, which was wild. Insanity wild. And we decided to do it with a guest. So we had the absolutely gorgeous, wonderful dreamboat, Cara Berry, from her podcast, Everyone's Business But Mine, that everyone, all of you, I'm sure, listen to and know already. But yes, she came on our poddy, which was so fun. So we recorded with her and spoke about Everything from Gallery Girls to Wendy Williams. But we did discuss mostly Wendy Williams documentary, which is a ride, I'll tell you that. So you can find that on your regular feed today. We will be back to normal on Tuesday's episode with 90 Day. I'm like 4 episodes behind, FYI, on 90 Day.
Oh, we got to talk about the Brandon and Mary stuff too. Yeah. But it's terrible.
Yes, we do.
Anyways, yeah, thank you so much for listening, everyone. I hope you're having a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
And take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.